The views and opinions expressed by guests on this show are those of our guests, not necessarily ours. We are interested in presenting different viewpoints and strive to be neutral parties. We leave it up to you to make your own judgments. Welcome to this very special edition of Vision Chat. Today, Stina and I are not doing our regular interviews. We are doing a house clearing for a very special guest, and we are helping her out with some unwanted guests in her home. We hope you enjoy. Oh, and by the way, see if you can catch the unwanted guests making some appearances. Let us know if you hear them.
So I kind of have a perspective, like a bird's eye view over your house. And it's kind of like covered in this mist, or like gray, or not black, but like towards the black side, like a darker color of gray. There is definitely a man or male energy that is walking around, kind of dominating, I feel like, the house, and being like, well, I build it, I'm responsible for it. If you do change anything, you're in trouble, or you're going to feel it, almost like he's grabbing the neck to like put people in place. I also sense there is children there, maybe two or three. Sometimes they're very present, but other times they're like running to hide or something. They want to play, I guess, or like they are aware of the man that is dominating the house, and they like to kind of play tricks on him. But they, the children came there. I don't see like the timeline 100%, but when the man passed away and when the children passed away, it's different timelines. I can feel my throat, so I don't know if they drowned or got like choked or something. What I feel or sense, or the picture that I got up, is like kind of shelves just like collapsing, or like there's definitely furniture that is moving around in a sense, or making like a noise. It's a heaviness, almost like you're in a basement, but the feeling is still in the first floor, if that makes sense. Like it's a basement feeling when you come into the house, like a little bit crammed or stuck. Or if you want to, you can go, Virginia.
Sure. When you were mentioning the kids, I was picking up on that. I just got a flash image of a barn. So I saw like a farm and like a gray barn. And I saw two kids running around. And then I also, I'm picking up like on an older lady. She's a very small, older white lady. And she's kind of mean or bossy or strict. I don't know. She kind of like walks around. Oh God, she's got to be like in her 80s. But she's walking around like yelling, or she's, I don't know, unhappy. And I'm also getting like something about changes. Like there's too many changes in the house. Things don't look the same. I don't like it. But I see her walking around with like a walking stick or a cane, and she's like, you know, like bumping into stuff or like tapping things, because things are not in the place where they should be, or things have moved around, and she's like bumping into stuff. And the kids, I just see chaos. They're just running around. I feel like a lot of activity like around my forehead, just in my head, feels really tight and heavy. There's just like a lot of energy. That's all I've got for now.
Yeah, when you said that too, I felt like almost not a creepy energy, but like you get uncomfortable, or a little bit like you have to be cautious in a way, or the feeling of going around being like not on edge, but like to be prepared, I guess.
Yeah, I get like startled. It's like a startled reaction. And I see darkness in like the corners. I don't know what room this is in, but I see like black dust or blackness in the top corners of a room. Somewhere towards the back of the house. I don't know. There's a room in the like towards the back of the house. Okay, so this may just be be me knowing what I know, but I think one of the kids sees it because I see a little girl in her bed and she's looking up and she's aware, and there's just like an uncomfortable feeling, like being watched or like just uncomfortable, so she doesn't like being in there.
I also sense like there's a very stern or like strict energy. Like it's not room for fun or laughter or like discipline, like from years ago. That if you were in this house, you have to have discipline, you have to be like do as you're told. I feel it's very almost like 1800s, you know, the teachers. They probably were like strict and like you have to have discipline, you have to walk this way, you have to talk this way. You shouldn't be playing, you shouldn't be joking, you shouldn't be laughing. But that is an energy from like before the house was built.
I don't know if this is the same man you saw, Stina, but I see that man walking around yelling, like he's angry. He just walks around yelling. But this feels like more recent, maybe 70s, 60s, 70s. But I don't know if he's drunk. He's just angry. Like I keep like feeling like disgruntled. He just walks around like in almost like in circles. Yeah, I don't know what he's angry about.
I think you have animals, but it's like they change a little bit when they're in the house because of everything around them.
What do you see with the animals, Tina?
Like the animals can kind of pick up on some stuff, so they're a little bit, it's almost like they're changing their behavior in some sense, that they may act a little bit different than they were before.
I'm seeing more like a black swirl at like on the roof of the house. Not the roof, the inside, like the ceiling. It's almost like a tornado, but it's just darkness. Just spins at the top of the ceiling, and it's massive. It like covers the entire space of the house. And I feel like when you walk in the house, it's almost like you pick up on it. Like it's like chaos, heaviness. So I feel like if you walk in, like you immediately, it's like chaotic. Like maybe you were clear-headed outside and you were thinking, I'm gonna do this and that, and you have a list of things, and then you come in and it spins it all around in your head. So it causes like confusion or chaos.
I also sense like the room next to a bathroom that is very heavy over there as well. Should we start clearing or should we get more information?
Do you have any questions about anything?
No, it's all some things that I've felt before. The only thing with the pets is I don't have any pets here, but I've heard animals like running across the floor when I don't have any animals. So there's some pets, but the room that you're talking about with next to the bathroom is my daughter's room, and that's the room that she doesn't like to be in, and she refuses to like sleep in there. And also the back of the house is where I sleep and where weird shit happens.
Is there any particular area do you want us to look a little bit closer to before we start clearing?
I guess the bedroom or the back room, but the bedroom seems to be the heaviest feeling in there.
I see two things in there. So the black corners, so it's almost like there's like black residue in the two corners of that bedroom. And then I sense like the old lady likes to be in that room, or she likes to be in the back of the house. That's mainly what I get from the back. I don't know if Stina, have you seen anything back there?
What I see next to the bathroom, I think it has been like some drug energy. I don't know if people that lived there before have done drugs or anything like that, and it's still like this essence left of getting high or getting like yeah. So it's almost like this yellow color after somebody has smoked a lot inside. And it get like yellowish, almost that kind of color in the bathroom. and it's kind of merging into the drug energy is merging a little bit into the bedroom, but it's not the only thing. It's more kind of dark blue, kind of blackish in that bedroom. And you know, when you've seen like scary movies and stuff like that, when it comes like a branch next to the window, almost that kind of sensation, like there is, yeah, movement or something like that. Let me see here.
Yeah, there's a few things going on back there. It's not just one or two. There's more.
Because I sense the ceiling, but I also sense it's something in front of the bed, like on the, in front of where the bed ends, on the foot side, almost like standing and just watching.
That's where I see the old lady.
I don't know if it's like to protect or if it's just to like observe her. I can see the guy or the drunk guy that you also described, Virginia, and almost like an image of him bird like running into the room and kind of yelling. And here again, I get like, you know, when they have videos on film and it's this brown color type of image. Or like that is old, I don't know.
In the room or on the guy?
Or like, the, oh, sorry, the whole picture.
Ah.
Like just brown, like this, where you had the films before you made it to photos or something like that.
Yeah, the old film strips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like a lot of, that's okay. I was just saying, it just feels like a lot of energy that's moving through, but not feeling personal. Like I'm not picking up on like it's a personal attack or like a personal, like they're not trying to scare you. It's not personal to you. It's about the house, the land that it sits on, and everybody that's been there. Yeah. And you just happen to be there. Before we start clearing, do you want us to take a specific look at the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stina, you mentioned something about basement.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, yeah, a basement-like feeling. A little bit upwards, too. Or, like, I don't know how to describe it. But I feel like when I go into a basement, you feel a little bit more, like, scrammed. Or, like, that is smaller than it, yeah, usually feels like. It's not that open and, like, relaxing. It's more, like, crammed. Let me see the basement. I feel... The picture that I get up in the basement is kind of people have been under there and going into hiding. I don't know if it was like a natural disaster or if it was like a war or a shootout or like people had to go and be there in hiding for a few days or maybe a week. Oh, maybe that's where the children is from, that they passed away under that. But yeah, more cramped and... People sitting in, they're holding onto their knees or like making themselves as small as possible.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And just like frightened, like the heart is like racing. There's like no escape in a sense. Or if they go up, they will get into trouble. Or if they go out, they might like, it's not safe. I don't know if you get up something more, Virginia.
That's really crazy. Because what I was feeling was just tight as well, like it's a tight dark spot, very little light, very dark compared to upstairs. But the feeling is what I saw were, I don't know, like four people, but to me they looked African-American up against the wall, and I felt like they were hiding, and they, like you said, had been there several days, and I did feel like you can't leave, it's not safe. I also got something about though, like a tornado shelter or something, like maybe in farming days, it might have been like a cellar, because I felt like the same, it was a scared energy of like, don't leave, it's not safe if you leave, but it was a different, for a different reason. So that one felt more like a tornado cellar or something. But there's a lot of fear and don't leave energy down there. Yeah, I feel like maybe if you go down there, if somebody goes down there, it's like the typical let me run up the stairs kind of feeling, because it feels like just in and out, like don't linger.
Yeah.
Gonna do my laundry and I'm getting right out of there. It's almost like you want to just bolt back upstairs because it's very heavy And it's like you almost like sense the darkness or the denseness. It's like all along the walls.
Yeah.
It's like you're surrounded. There's like no safe space in there except maybe the very middle if you happen to walk through there, but that's it.
That's where the stairs are, is right in the middle.
Oh, that's the place that has the most light. Everything is super dark.
Yeah, my dad had to add extra lights down there because it was super, super, super dark. And like I'm only 5'6" and my head like almost touches parts of the ceiling. It's really tight down there.
I also get up a picture. When you're down there, it's almost like you can feel you getting pulled back. Or like, I don't know if it's a person or if it's just the energy of that. But they're like trying to hold on to you in a sense, or like come with you upstairs.
Stina, I'm really curious. Do you see anything else on the stairs?
I don't know. The only picture that I get up from the stairs is one of the steps is broken. But it's like either the first one or the second step up from the basement.
Okay.
A pile of energy under it, I feel like, under the step. No matter if you put a new plank on it or if you like upgrade it and stuff like that, it will kind of rot or it will be destroyed or weak. It's like a weak spot. And it can also make noise without anybody walking into it. On it too.
Going down the stairs to the basement to do laundry, and of course I want to just get in and get out. And the second to last stair from the bottom, I think there was a shirt that I didn't see on it, and I slipped and I broke my ankle.
Oh no.
So it, like, my friend made a joke like, oh, it's probably the ghost, they pushed you or something. But there's like how you describe it, like once I get in there I want to get out, like I don't want to hang out in there. Like, I have to have all the lights on. And there's nothing really in the basement. Like, it's pretty empty, but it still feels very cramped. But, yeah, the last step, I started to fall and heard a pop. And, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, good job.
Oh, thank you. But, yeah, I just see the ball of energy. It's like a black ball. And it's, like, pulsating, in a sense, with some other colors around it.
When the stairs, there's, like, open in between each step. So I always feel like something's going to be grabbing my feet when I'm going. Yeah. And yeah, you can hear like some, like there's footsteps on them sometimes, but there's nobody there.
All right. Awesome. Should we start clearing?
Yes.
I'm just going to ground the entire house in the basement with the grounding cord.
I feel the ball under the stairs is kind of like an entity that got created from all of the fear. And all of the, like, the fear energy, the be cautious, be small, be, like, and because of all of the energies, it kind of made, like, entity. So I'm just going to send it up to source.
I'm just adding a white portal full of light and inviting all of the energies down there to walk through it to source. And asking the angels to guide them out. They don't have to stay there anymore. They're not trapped. I'm inviting them all to leave. And filling in the whole space with light. I'm just putting in 4 golden roses, one in each corner down there, to just absorb any of the dark energy. And inviting it all to drain through as well into the grounding cord. Flooding the stairs with light. I'm working in the upstairs bedroom, your daughter's room. I've already invited the old lady to leave, and I've set up a rose to pull in the dark energy that's in the corners. The lady kind of didn't want to go. She was a little confused, but she's gone. I think she was mainly confused. She didn't know she wasn't supposed to be there anymore. So she's out. I asked angels to come and get her and escort her back to source. I'm filling in those corners with light and wrapping up that room in light so that your daughter can have peace and feel comfortable, be safe.
I'm just running like a purple tornado to absorb anything that is like dense energies or like anything under love or above.
Does your daughter like stars?
Yeah.
I'm just filling in the room with like a bunch of stars with like glittery stars so she could sleep peacefully and feel more comfortable in there. I'm gonna put in another rose in the bathroom just to soak up all that energy Stina saw.
I'm just clearing up some portals. You get up a number, Virginia? I just want to double check.
3 or 4?
I can see like a big one under your room or like in your under your bed. So it's kind of affecting you, like you're tired, you want to go to sleep, but it's almost like you feel restless that you can't fall asleep easily, or if you fall asleep it's very chaotic.
I gotta get rid of the angry guy. I forgot. I'll work on getting him out. Okay, he didn't want to leave, so I just kicked him out.
That's probably Hank.
Did you name him?
No, that's his real.
Oh, oops. Sorry.
If it's him, it's I'm pretty sure it's him.
Oh, sorry, Hank.
He'll get over it.
Yeah. Stina, do you feel like everything's out now, or are there still, is there still anything in there?
I feel it's one portal left. I'm just going to send up the children as well. And also the, do you have a favorite color?
Purple.
I'm just going to put the ceilings to purple.
We're going to seal up your house so that these random things don't come in anymore, or there's gonna be like extra protection bubble around your house and your property. Do you have a garage? Okay, it looks really old. I don't know if it is or not, but
get old. The house was built in 1918.
I also get up like what you put in the house, just put anything you love, like anything you like and stuff like that. That will also like create a better vibe that you feel more relaxed or more safe. In the basement, you can also have a plant, that like a basement plant, and that will also help.
All her plants downstairs in the basement for the winter. So there's like a little garden down there.
Cool.
And I'm just gonna put some unemployed angels to help you around the house, and also like in the backyard or like around, to kind of stand and guard in a sense, to kind of just peel off if there's anything coming towards the house of energies, and that it doesn't get affected by your neighbor's stuff too. I get up like a song on repeat. I don't know if you listen to Harry Styles, but You're So Golden, or Golden song.
I was just listening to Harry Styles this morning.
Oh, really? That's so funny. And I'm also like sending in some like fun, exciting, light, playful energy. No, it's like a complete, like it's finished in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
She's also playing with it. She's got a circle right there.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, Jen. How do you feel? Any feedback?
I knew Hank wouldn't want to leave.
Who's Hank?
Hank is the neighbor that used to live here, and he died in here.
Oh.
When I think I was like 8 when he died. So like 30 years ago, he died in the house. My mom found him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then his wife died in the house too, but years before.
Huh. Was she the old lady?
I think she was the old lady.
Did the descriptions match, like angry guy and the like stern older lady, or?
Yeah. I don't remember the wife as much because I was really little. I only ever heard stories about her, but Hank, he was nice to us, but you could tell he could get there. Yeah, after he died, my dad bought the house. Well, actually, the drug thing, the neighbor next door bought the house for a couple months and it foreclosed. They had people renting it out. And I remember my dad bitching about them being potheads and that they were like, they were wrecking the house.
Okay. So that was the energy, Stina, you picked up in the bathroom.
Yeah. I can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us do this. And hopefully you'll notice a difference.
Yeah, us know. And thank you for sharing everything.
Yeah, no, thank you. You guys were spot on.
Cool.
The money.
Nice. All right, well, we'll send you the recording and then you can watch it, or, you know, have a movie night, friends, family, whatever you want to do. Laugh at us as we're like, yeah, we see ghosts. Well, you know, but that's what it didn't feel like. It was personal to you. So like if there was any kind of fear about like, oh, it's attached to me, there, I didn't sense any of that.
It's, me neither. I think it comes with the house.
Yeah. If you get tired of it, move, because it's not you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you later. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Vision Chat. You can find more about us at visionofprofoundhealing.com, where we offer readings, courses, and classes.